There are under 10 original World War II gliders to be found in the nation. People bought hundreds of those surplus gliders after the war, but the plane is not what they desired. The unique story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
During World War II, gliders were used to place troops and equipment in difficult-to-reach places, sometimes behind enemy lines. Most were used just once, as they were often damaged on landing. Iron Mountain, Michigan's Ford plant produced the most gliders in the nation, and the museum here has a real rarity.
To our knowledge, there are 7 totally restored gliders worldwide, and we have 1 of 7. There are places that might have a part of a glider, or a front section or something. Ours is an entire glider.
During World War II, the factories here worked nonstop, making the gliders to help win the war.
They were producing 8 gliders a day by the end of the war. They worked 24-hour shifts, 3 shifts of workers, about 1,500 workers per shift.
Bill Cummings at the World War II Glider and Military Museum says there were many surplus gliders after the war, and they were in high demand. But it wasn't the glider that most people wanted.
When they were shipped in 5 crates. The number of square board feet in these crates was enough to build almost a small house or have a garage or something like that. So at the end of the war, they were selling crated gliders here for about $150, and people were buying them really for the crates.
Many locals bought the gliders in crates. When the museum here desired to have a complete glider on display, those citizens were able to make it happen.
Fortunately for us, when we began the restoration process, people brought in these parts, and they were authentic parts to help us reconstruct things like the wings and things like that that were all pre-done and the original manufacturer.
And today you can learn the story and see that rare and important piece of history at the World War II Glider and Military Museum. Traveling the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.